India from the Inside, Part 2. You are going to listen to Mark Tully being interviewed about India. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Those were my memories 10 years ago when I made a series of programs called Raj to Rajiv to mark the 40th anniversary of India's independence. Now we're marking the 50th anniversary, and I'm still living in India. I suppose my grandmother would say I'd gone jungly too, just like Uncle Charlie. John Dunn is one of many interviewers who've asked me why I've broken with my family's tradition and stayed on in India, why I've done an Uncle Charlie.
Well, you know, when I was young in India, John, when I was in Calcutta as a child, one of the worst offences an Englishman could commit in those days was to go what they called jungly, which was, in other words, saying going native. And I suppose you could say I have gone jungly, and the BBC has been very kind to put up with it. I presume it can't be too reflected in my coverage, otherwise even the tolerant BBC might remove me.
But you do speak Hindi, don't you?
I do speak Hindi. I'm not a scholar of Hindi or anything like that, but I speak it, and I love living in India, otherwise I wouldn't have stayed there.
So absolutely, yes. Isn't India, though, really just about the most difficult country you could have chosen on the entire globe to report from? I mean, the communications are notoriously awful, aren't they?
Yes, the communications are bad, but they are getting better. It's a big country, it's a very complicated country, but I think really the reason why, one of the reasons why I would hate to go anywhere else is partly because of this strange combination of feeling thoroughly at home there and yet knowing that every day you're going to learn more things and knowing that you really know hardly anything at all. So you have the nice feeling of being at home and having a certain amount of confidence, but there's no prospect of you getting arrogant or thinking that you know everything because you've been brought up so short within 5 minutes of ever saying that.
Those were my memories 10 years ago when I made a series of programs called Raj to Rajiv to mark the 40th anniversary of India's independence. Now we're marking the 50th anniversary, and I'm still living in India. I suppose my grandmother would say I'd gone jungly too, just like Uncle Charlie. John Dunn is one of many interviewers who've asked me why I've broken with my family's tradition and stayed on in India, why I've done an Uncle Charlie.
Well, you know, when I was young in India, John, when I was in Calcutta as a child, one of the worst offences an Englishman could commit in those days was to go what they called jungly, which was, in other words, saying going native. And I suppose you could say I have gone jungly, and the BBC has been very kind to put up with it. I presume it can't be too reflected in my coverage, otherwise even the tolerant BBC might remove me.
But you do speak Hindi, don't you?
I do speak Hindi. I'm not a scholar of Hindi or anything like that, but I speak it, and I love living in India, otherwise I wouldn't have stayed there.
So absolutely, yes. Isn't India, though, really just about the most difficult country you could have chosen on the entire globe to report from? I mean, the communications are notoriously awful, aren't they?
Yes, the communications are bad, but they are getting better. It's a big country, it's a very complicated country, but I think really the reason why, one of the reasons why I would hate to go anywhere else is partly because of this strange combination of feeling thoroughly at home there and yet knowing that every day you're going to learn more things and knowing that you really know hardly anything at all. So you have the nice feeling of being at home and having certain amount of confidence, but there's no prospect of your getting arrogant or thinking that you know everything because you've been brought up so short within 5 minutes of ever saying that.